B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mask.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mask.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Real quick, I found something interesting as I was going through, not just those off-season grades for the Patriots, which sucked, you know, F's across the board. And I think that speaks to, well, in conjunction with this, and that is the Patriots' over-under win totals and projections, according to Vegas. Now, in most Vegas houses, they are either the favorite to win the AFC East or the co-favorite to win the AFCs. Like, that's as bad. It's usually them in Buffalo, and if they're not neck and neck, they're just a hair behind. But they are, if not the consensus favorite to win the AFC East, they are among the favorites to win the AFC East. Okay? And when you read projections of over-unders, there are some places have them 9, 9.5, over 8.5. I'm reading something here in The Athletic from one of their handicappers, Vic Tafur, and he goes through the over-under totals of every team in the NFL and gives you his projections along with the money line. Like, for example, according to their house, the Patriots over-under is 9. It's an over-under of 9, and that's minus 110 to get them over 9. So Vic Tafur has the Patriots over. Okay, Bill Belichick won 11 games with Matt Castle the last time he didn't have Tom Brady. And people are also forgetting that the Patriots won 12 games last season with a pretty mediocre version of Tom Brady. Vic Tafur says, I think blank wins the quarterback job and is good enough for the defense to lead the Patriots to 10 wins. So here's another guy who's got a path to 10 wins. Good job, Vic. And I left out blank. Who do you think he has as a Patriots starting quarterback?
It better be Jared Stidham.
Well, I know the answer.
Brian Hoyer. I think Brian Hoyer. He's got Brian Hoyer. I think he says, I think Brian Hoyer wins the quarterback job and is good enough for the defense to lead the Patriots to 10 wins.
Well,
Brian Hoyer.
He's wrong, because Brian Hoyer, I think, has won 3 games as a starter in the last, like, 3 seasons, 4 seasons, something like that. He stinks. He stinks. He's not good enough. And the defense has also taken a step back as well.
What, are you puffing your chest out because Vic the Brick agrees with you?
No. I'm just trying to annoy Murray.
You did it.
I'm just trying to bug Murray with the Brian Hoyer thing.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
Attaboy, Greg. Attaboy. No. This is a point that I want to make today. It's in conjunction with all those rip jobs of people have done of their offseason, right? Curran, F. Barnwell, F. You know, their offseason. Blue, F. Blows, F. Which is true. Yet when you ask people, most people, what do you expect for them this season, they're division favorite. They can win with Brian Hoyer.
I wouldn't sleep on Brian Hoyer.
They can win with Brian Hoyer. They can win with Jared Stidham. Over 10 wins. And you'll find, I think, most people project the Patriots over the win total or a co-favorite at worst to win the division, if not an outright favorite to win the division. And so, like, that doesn't seem to square. Like, how could you have such a bad offseason, get F's across the board for your offseason, but still be projected as a division champion and a 10-win team? And then it occurred to me, Bill. Well, not just that, but people no longer believe in Bill as a GM, but they still really believe in him as a coach.
Of course.
Well, that's understandable, though.
And that's what it comes down to. People have no faith that he made the right moves in the offseason as a GM, but now that it's just on the field, did he botch the quarterback thing. He screwed that up. But he can still win with that piece of crap, you know?
Because there's nobody better than polish and turds than Bill Belichick. That's maybe his best attribute as a coach.
So that sort of stands out to me. And it just sort of crystallizes the fact how important the GM stuff is, how important it is. Because I think, you know, as down as you are on Bill, right, if you sided with Brady over Bill and you hold Malcolm Butler against Bill, whatever, you have to acknowledge, even the biggest Bill doubter has to know that if Bill gives himself the right players, he's going to win at a high level. We all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
So it all comes down to that first thing. And I know you can say that about most coaches. If most GMs give the coach good players, the coach is going to win, mostly. There's still a lot that will screw it up. And I think in Bill's case, it's like a lock. I think, in fact, I said this in the email, Belichick doesn't need to get A's for his offseason. He doesn't need to nail the offseason. He doesn't need to ace the offseason. He just needs to not suck.
Can you get C pluses?
Right. If Bill just has a B minus offseason as a GM, he can coach that crap up into an A-. And the next thing you know, you're deep in the playoffs. So, like, for me, it all comes down to this stuff, meaning the GM stuff. Because the coaching thing, I still think he's there. I still think he's right there as good as he's ever been.
And he's shown he has been able to do that, at least in recent offseasons, the last 5 years or so, with guys like Kyle Van Noy, who was a second-round draft bust for the Detroit Lions, comes here, has a really good few years, and now just got paid by the Dolphins. Like, he's able to do that. It's just, it's inconsistent. And especially with the draft, like, you can't be getting Ds or Fs, as they're already being graded, and still expect to put out a winning product, or it's, you're just making your life more difficult.
Do you want his Victor Furs six top plays on these over-unders? And again, they come with the money line. So, you know, you're either laying odds or getting odds. So, like, for example, Colts 8.5, you over-under?
Over.
Over.
Okay, he's under. The under is plus 180, so he's getting odds attached to it, right? So, under 8.5 for plus 180.
Does he have a quick synopsis
sure.
as to why?
Philip Rivers is often lumped in with the great quarterbacks who switch teams late in their careers. But 18 quarterbacks have either won an MVP or started a Super Bowl since Rivers became starter in 06, and he is not one of them. He has really fallen off. And I don't know if a great offensive line fixes a statue who throws the ball up for grabs. Plus, for all of the love that the national media showers on general manager Chris Ballard, the Colts have won 21 games in his three seasons.
Hmm.
So he's under 8.5. How about Cleveland Browns 8.5?
I mean, it's just the Browns. I'm going to go under.
No, I lean over on the Browns.
Okay. He's go ahead.
I'm done getting suckered by the Browns.
He's over on the Browns, and he's laying odds, minus 120, over 8.5. As much as I wrote about how the Browns were going to underachieve last season, I feel just as strongly the other way this season. Cleveland added right tackle Jack Conklin in free agency and drafted left tackle Jedrick Wills, so the offensive line is much better, and new tight end Austin Hooper bolsters a dynamic offense with Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham, Kevin Stefanski may be new, the coach, but he's a huge upgrade over Freddie Kittens. That we have to give him.
Yeah, an empty pair of shoes is an upgrade over Freddie Kittens.
Yeah, I just think the coaching thing there, there's a lot of talent there. The coaching thing there could make a big difference. And look, you know how I do this. I always look to see what those, you know, the rotating schedule is. Where does it land them? They get the NFC East, which is a good draw for them. And, you know, so to me, they're going to win some games just in that division by default. They're going to get better.
Baltimore Ravens, 11.5.
I would go over. I'm sure he's under.
I lean under there.
This sounds very contrarian from Vic Tafur.
He's over.
Oh.
He's over 11.5. This is not very contrarian. He's just calls him as he sees him. Over 11.5, and he's laying odds, minus 110. Over 11.5, the Ravens not only get to keep both of their coordinators, and he says it's amazing how no team waited to raid the Ravens or the Chiefs' staffs. So they get to keep both of their coordinators, but improve their roster on offense and defense. They straight out stole Calais Campbell from the Jaguars, trading a fifth-round pick for the three-time All-Pro defensive tackle, and there is no reason to think that Lamar Jackson takes a step back either. All the Zoom meetings in the world won't help teams adjust to him. So I'm under the Ravens. I think Jackson's going to get hurt or take a step back. Green Bay, 9.
Under.
Over.
He's got him over. And again, laying odds, minus 105, over 9. He says, everyone is counting on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to be out this year. While I do think that they were pretty lucky last season and that Rodgers will only be in Green Bay for another year or two, a four-game drop seems way too steep. He actually likes the running back A.J. Dillon that they took in the second round. Sneaky good pick as he will come in for Aaron Jones late in games and run over tired defenses. Dolphins, 6 is their over-under. 6.
Over.
He has them under.
Wow.
Under 6. They're plus 110 on under 6. Miami had a magical 5-win season last year. That's a good line. A magical 5-win season, which is true, when everybody thought they were tanking. Congrats to them. But they are likely going to redshirt their first-round pick this season.
Tua Tagovailoa.
And are clearly...
How about just Tua?
You know why, Maz? Because I don't like calling athletes by their first names or their nicknames.
Okay, he's an exception.
I know, I know. But I don't know you. I'm not going to pretend to know you. I'm not going to be the fan. But I even hate saying Gronk. Every time I every chance I get, it's Gronkowski. And if a Gronk slips out, I feel guilty about it. He's not. He's Gronkowski. No fanboy. And I'm not Tua. So that's why I'm trying to get the last name. Tagovailoa.
It's close enough.
Tagovailoa.
Close.
Anyway, they're going to redshirt him and are clearly the worst team talent-wise in the division. Opponents may actually pay attention to the scouting report of the Dolphins this season. I agree. Under six. People have already put Miami up there. Oh, please. Please. They won a bunch of games at the end of the year last year when they had nothing to play for, which are the perfect conditions for Fitzmagic. That's the only time Ryan Fitzpatrick wins games is when nothing's expected of him and it's just, you know, it doesn't mean anything. Put some money on the table and that's when he starts chucking in interceptions into the end zone.
I'll tell you what, too. They have a brutal schedule at the beginning of the year.
It's probably similar to the Patriots.
Oh, you're right, Bob. Just saying to the start, they got to come up here, then they get the Bills, then they get a Lamb, but then they get Seattle, San Francisco, and at Denver. Like they could be buried before the thing even gets moving.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised. I don't know if it's a full red shirt for Tua, but I don't think he's going to start the year. And if it's a tough start, as Matt says, to their schedule, forget it. I think Miami just got way too much pub off of a hot, meaningless start to the season last year.
I think they're better than the Jets. The Jets suck.
Do you want any other ones? Okay, Buffalo Bills, 8.5.
Over.
Over.
He's got him over.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs is going to have a big year, and the young Bills defense still doesn't get talked about enough. Friendly schedule, too, he says, although, again, the opponents are roughly the same as the Patriots. This would have been a favorite play, meaning he would have put in his top six. But it's minus 165, so he's laying minus 165 to go over the 8.5.
How about,
I told you, at the end of the day, I wouldn't touch any of the teams in the AFC East. I mean, you're asking, so I'm giving you an answer. But I think they're all going to be lumped in somewhere between 6 and 10 and 10 and 6.
He has the Jets under 7. Did you have another one, Murray?
Yeah, how about old Jimmy Poop Pants and the Niners?
Old Jimmy Poop Pants and the Niners. Let me look.
Under.
Stand by. Hold on. You don't even know the number yet.
Doesn't matter.
Stand by. 10.5.
Oh, yeah.
Under.
Under. He's under 10.5. That's plus 110, so he's grabbing odds. He says the drop-off from DeForest Buckner to rookie Javon Kinlaw is huge, and I think the rumors of the Niners not being sold on Jimmy Garoppolo will only get louder as the offseason plateaus. I'm sorry, as the offense plateaus a little bit, Murray. That's for you.
Oh, that's very good.
And you have to wonder how the California teams are going to fare with likelier tougher restrictions than the teams in the other states. As we just discussed, California's open for business. New York's open for business. Massachusetts is the only place where the professional sports team calls Charlie Baker to say, can we play? And he says,
the professional stuff's running through a different channel.
That's going to have to be a different department. You're going to have to call somebody else on that. We're the only state where you can't call the governor on if the pro team can open up the door to do some practice.
We'll find a place for you here in the state of Florida.
All right, back to your phones, I promise, right after these words.
Play ball.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for.
Ooh, boo.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, schedule day. Oh, schedule day. Where fans get to pick wins and losses.
I don't know what the f*** happened. I must have dropped you. Anyway, week 7. Here comes Jimmy G and the Niners to Gillette.
I bet Belichick loses on purpose to make him look good. You know how much he loves Jimmy G. He loves him more than his dog, Nike.
That dog was f***ing awesome at the draft. I love him.
Yeah, he picked great players.
Loss! Week 8 on the road in Buffalo against the Bills.
I ain't buying that Buffalo's ready to win the AFC East. They're still the Bills, and they're still f***ing losers.
But in Buffalo, with that defense, come on.
Fine, but they ain't losing to them at home. Loss!
Week 9, Monday nighter, on the road against the Jets.
Why do they gotta go on the road like this, back-to-back against divisional opponents? This is Goodell again. Goodell's f***ing us.
Yeah, but come on, it's still the Jets.
Win!
Week 10, at home, Sunday night for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Loss!
Week 11, at the Houston Texans.
I can't believe this stretch out of the bye, bro. This is like the Pats' personal pandemic.
Yeah, I think the medical experts call that the triple P.
Loss!
Week 12, back home, against the Arizona Cardinals.
They're not losing to a team from Arizona in late November. They might suck without Brady, but they won't suck that bad. Win!
Look how they're screwing us weeks 13 through 15. Three straight road games. L.A. Chargers. L.A. Rams on a stupid Thursday night. And then in Miami against the Dolphins.
Yeah, I see that stretch. It f***ing sucks. Just like my wife. I gotta get out of this house, bro. Win, loss, loss.
Finally, to wrap up the season, back home, week 16 and 17. Divisional matchups against the Bills and the Jets.
I told you, they're not losing both games to the f***ing Bills. And the Jets suck because they're the Jets. They'll always be the Jets. Loss and a win. And f*** 2020, the worst year ever.
Any excuse to run that. You do over-unders. It's basically schedule day. Back to your phones as promised. You've been waiting patiently. Chris in Hartford on the Patriots becoming a running team the last couple of years with Tom Brady. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, we're looking at ground and pound. You know, they brought Vitali in. But real quick with Belichick, you know, we're about to try to go against Lamar for the next 5 years. The guy Duggar can drop back. He can blitz. He's a tough kid. The kid from Michigan, too. Belichick did a very good job. So this is really for Murray. Murray, I called about 2 weeks ago, and you said that Damian Harris was not going to be a factor. Do you want to, like, recant that, sir?
And he hangs up.
How can you get blood on Damian Harris? He played three snaps last year.
Yeah, six carries, I think it was, whatever it was. Or three snaps, whatever it was. Who knows? So he can't be any less of a factor, I suppose. So if you want to go on that, fine. Okay, he'll be a factor because he'll see the field more by default. Yay.
How do you like Damian Harris now?
That's a credit to our audience, man. You guys are ready to blood a moment's notice over the dumbest crap.
A guy that played six snaps or whatever it was, and then we haven't seen in the middle of the pandemic. How do you like him now, Murray? Jesus.
All of a sudden, Duggar is the key to stopping Lamar Jackson?
Oh, my God.
I mean, so, look, do they get younger and faster on defense? I hope. I mean, certainly they got younger and faster. Like, yeah. That I know, right? So they definitely got younger because they drafted a bunch of defensive players. So they're younger than what you have. And I think they're faster than your older guys. Can they play, though?
Right. That, like,
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. It doesn't take anything. But by default, when you draft on defense, you're getting younger and faster on defense. That is by default. Now, if they can't play, though, what's the diff?
Right. I mean, it's...
Because Jordan Richards made you younger and faster on defense, too.
So did Rozai Dowling.
Cyrus Jones made you younger and faster on defense. Duke Dawson made you younger and faster on defense. They couldn't play or stay on the field. So why don't we wait to see if Uche or any of these guys can get on the effing field.
Five years. I've been here 5 years full time. That might be the lowest of the blows. Of all the things that I've been rightfully blowed over the years, you're going to blow me over in a blonde run, too. What do you think about Damon Harris, click? Come on.
That was that guy was a tool.
One of the least justified blows I've ever heard in my life. Seriously, no factual blacking for that blow. Peter in Stoneham. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, guys. Mike, Tony, Jim, I hope you guys are staying safe and healthy.
You too.
Thank you. I want to talk about, just real quick, the blame for the offseason related to, you know, the cap and the quarterback and the tight end. Bill is cleaning up the mess that other people left him with. He tried to trade Gronk in 2018.
So when you say other people, Pete, I'm just going to jump in. When you say the other people left for him, who left it for him?
So in this case, Gronk left it for him because he's a little princess. I only catch passes from Brady. I can't go there. Tommy's my king. So by him being selfish and not getting traded, Bill knew this was going to happen. So now he got stuck with trading him for nothing.
Let me answer you, though, Peter.
Sure.
You know who left him with the cap problem?
Kraft.
Robert. Thank you.
Exactly. So that was my next point. He tried to keep Garoppolo, potentially tried to trade Brady with Mr. Lynch in San Francisco. He knew what the future held. He knew that he was going to be in this spot one day. And look what happened. Now he's cleaning up Kraft's mess, Gronk's mess, because he knew.
I think it's the same mess. I'm just going to cut you off. It's the same mess. They wanted to trade Gronkowski. Robert intervened. I mean, Gronkowski said he'd retire. Brady pitched a fit, but it all goes back to Kraft enabling that. Because if, I mean, normally Belichick wouldn't care. Like, yeah, pitch a fit, pretend you're not going to report, Brady can retire, whatever, I'm trading you. I have a first-round pick, you're gone. So I think it all goes back to Kraft sort of interceding. And what they did is they hung on a couple years longer than Belichick wanted to hang on with these guys. Now they got a championship out of it, and another Super Bowl appearance out of it, another 12-win season out of it. You can say it was the right thing. But that's the impetus for it. It's Kraft stepping in there and telling them to keep Brady, and that means you keep Gronkowski, and that's why they're in the cap trouble. Some of it anyway. But that's also why I think they reached on Antonio Brown, because they're, you know, they're bending over backwards to try and appease Brady last year, and they hitched their wagon to some cretin that they normally wouldn't, and now they've got dead money because of that guy too. The guard thing, Mason and Tooney is their problem. That's independent of anything. They just got carried away at guard. But the rest of it, I think you can all tie back to hitching your wagon to Brady and sticking with Brady the last couple of years, Mass.
So, look, to me, that's where it begins. But I also think there comes a point where Bill still has to be accountable for it. And when I say that, I mean, how long are you going to wait on Gronk before you put his feet to the fire and make a move? So if Gronk is stringing you along, you tell him, you know, we need an answer now, or that's it. Like, what, you know, you got to be proactive there. And Bill was not proactive, and they got caught without a tight end. Part of that is on Bill.
Meanwhile, if you want to avoid the Rona, as Blake Snell would say, you want to avoid some COVID, we have some magic powder for you that will help you avoid COVID-19. We'll get to this right after Murray's update.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Hi, guys. I hope we're all staying home and staying safe, but hopefully we're also staying active, too, because we got to give our body what it needs at this time to support a healthy immune system. And I got a few simple TB12 tips for you. The first is a positive mindset that we can overcome anything that we're faced with, and I know we're going to overcome this. We got to stay hydrated, and we got to give our body what it needs in order to support itself with nutrient-dense vegetables. Mom, you'd be very proud of me for saying that. I know I wasn't great at that as a kid. We got to get some vitamin D. Get in the sun if you can. Try to get some extra vitamin C and zinc. They're great immune boosters. Dad, we got to skip the added sugars, especially at this time. Get some extra protein in you. And a couple more things. One, sleep. Get your rest and recovery. Get on a regular schedule. And then last, we got to stay active for at least 30 to 60 minutes a day. So that's how we're going to stay healthy. That's how we're going to stay safe. And I know we're going to get through this together.
That was Tom Brady like 2 months ago. Give me the exact date on that, Stu.
March 31st.
Okay, early on in the pandemic. Thank you. Early on in the process. Lifetime ago. And Brady did that. And, you know, some people got on him. You know, new age stuff. You know, the Brady stuff. I did not. Because that is all sort of fine, good, solid, basic advice. How do you get through something like this? Positive mindset, which, again, I always put last, not first, but either way, harmless. Diet, you know, no added sugars, extra protein. Vitamin D is helpful. Vitamin C is helpful. Zinc has been shown to be pretty good at getting out in front of some common cold symptoms. Get your sleep. Exercise 30, 60 minutes a day. Like, fine. Big deal. No reason to rip Brady for that. And so he's had a bunch of those that I'm actually okay with. I think some parts of the TB12 method, excellent advice that more people need to follow. We'd be healthier people if we followed some of the TB12 method. I've been on his side, Murray, for a lot of it.
And I got my backup at that time, but those weren't being monetized. They're just tips. You know, if you follow on Instagram, you got the via his story. So, you know what? Fine. Yeah, and those are good tips. Good, you know, get sleep, vitamin D, all that stuff. Try to have a healthy diet. Yeah, you know, that will help build your immune system.
Okay, that's all a setup. That's all to set up a big yeah, but today, what Brady released today, I'm not into. Tom Brady, reading from Boston.com, released a new, quote, immunity blend supplement called Protect through TB12 Sports on Monday. A similar supplement bundle hit his virtual storefront at the end of March. Protect, again, that's the name of the brand. Protect is sold as a 30-day supply for $45 and claims to help activate the immune system while countering stress-induced immune suppression. I just want to stop on that again, Murray. It's like...
Well, so, now we're getting into something that's blatantly opportunistic. I mean, the name itself, I find offensive. I don't want to sound like an old lady, but, I mean, it's kind of gross. I'm sorry. To call it Protect, and for $45. So you want to give tips on Instagram for free? Fine. That's okay. But now this is just kind of gross, and it's no different to me than those that take advantage of people during a hurricane that go down to a ravaged area and sell them overpriced generators and water. Like, this is what this is. $45 for this junk? Come on.
It's exploitive. It is opportunistic, which is not, you know, that doesn't make you bad, but this is different than just saying, you know, take your vitamin C and your vitamin D and get some sleep and stay healthy. Like, that's fine. But now you're being sold something which is going to help protect you. I mean, that's the implication.
And
that
this, the name, don't you want to protect yourself from the virus?
So, but again, like this thing I was going to ask you, you know, it claims it can help activate the immune system while countering, quote, stress-induced immune suppression.
Uh-huh.
So, which is like, again, so when you get stressed...
Weed!
So when you get stressed out, your immunity goes down, I guess, I suppose.
Yeah.
So how does this counter stress-induced immune suppression? Is that...
Stressed out about losing your job? Then you need to take Protect. Other things stressing you out during this wild time we're living through, the COVID-19 pandemic? You need Protect. Oh, it's just that's just like made up mumbo jumbo.
It's mumbo jumbo. What do you mean?
So it totally is.
So what are these, Quaaludes? Weed? Your TB? It's exactly.
It's weed. I'd rather get high with Murray.
It counters the stress induced immune suppression. Like, so we have something to counter the stress. What could possibly be in there again?
Vicodin.
Ludes. Right. What the hell's in that?
Well, I'll tell you what's in there. It's called Sweet Tooth. And Murray has given it to me on the golf course, and I turn into Fred Couples and Ernie Els out there.
So I
get the easiest, stress-free, smoothest swing you've ever seen. Read the ingredients on that thing. See if it's got sweet tooth in it.
It doesn't. Maz is Will Clark.
It says the capsules list vitamin C, larch tree extract, and elderberry among the ingredients.
Yeah, larch tree extract, otherwise known as sweet tooth.
And a disclaimer states that the product is not approved by the FDA, which none of those supplements are. That doesn't make it, you know, any more nefarious. However, elderberry and larch tree extract are commonly touted natural remedies for cold and flu. The former ingredient, meaning then larch tree extract, the former ingredient is present in two products that have been flagged by the FDA as fraudulent in claiming to prevent or treat coronavirus.
Hmm.
So there we are. Brady is sort of edging up on snake oilism.
What was that word that you used that began with F-R? Fraudulent? Was that the word, fraudulent?
Yes, the FDA claimed is fraudulent in claiming to prevent or treat coronavirus.
I would argue that much of what has come out of Brady's mouth over the last 2 years, at least as it pertains to the Patriots and this stuff, is fraudulent.
Well, at the very least, it's a ripoff. So I'd taken elderberry before, and I just wanted to like Google it before. And so I'm like, I think I paid like a few bucks for a bottle of, you know, 25. And sure, yeah, $5.99. Puritan's Pride, elderberry, $5.99. He's charging it. Granted, there's other crap in there, but it's not that expensive. You could buy what's in his mix of Protect for half the price. You know, like...
I'd like to see the full... Murray, is there a way for me to... Can I Google something to find the full... ingredient label?
Yeah, I'm sure you probably just go to his website, I would imagine.
What's that tree extract again? Larch tree. Larch tree. So you got like tree bark in there or something?
Anyway, TB12 CEO John Burns defended the timing of the release to Yahoo Sports. Quote, now more than ever, it's important to have daily support for a healthy immune response as our bodies are subject to constant stressors that deplete its resources. So our bodies are subject to constant stressors that deplete its resources. So they keep going back to this stress, that this somehow the Protect can relieve the stress that enhances your immune system. Say what?
Yeah, that's a crock.
Feels like a bunch of crap. This feels like a bunch of crap. You want to come out and tell me to get my rest and to exercise 30 to 60 minutes and to eat protein and lay off the added sugars? Great advice. Simple, great advice that everyone should follow. We'd be much better off if we followed it. Easy, simple, no problem. Now you're going to put something in a package, charge me $45, and tell me that it's something that will what? Counter stress-induced immune suppression?
Yep.
Ah, come on, Tom. Like, seriously, in the middle of a pandemic, like, that is, you said earlier, Maz, it's beneath them.
Oh, again, I don't know. I just hear stuff like this, and I go, come on. You know, now people are scared. They're desperate in many cases, and they're vulnerable. That's the best word. People are vulnerable in this. Brady is exploiting them. He's taking advantage of it. And again, I just hear stress-induced immune whatever. And I think if I want to keep myself calm during this, I know where to go. Dr. Murray.
Okay. Yeah, you want to calm down during this, you need to go to the weed, the alcohol, or a trip to Pound Town. That's it. That's where you're going to get the respite from.
So or all three.
So lucky. Some of my the trainers that listen, the nutritionists that listen, here we go. Okay? Vitamin C, fine. Active zinc. I'm just reading from the ingredients. Active zinc. Resist Aid Larch Tree Extract. Elderberry powder. Wellmune. Yeast beta glucan. Okay.
I come from the planet Beta Glucan. I am here to replenish and support your antibodies after you work out.
Okay, this is Wellmune. It is yeast beta glucan. Other ingredients include hypromellose. Hypromellose.
Sugar.
Is that sugar?
Sound like glucose, mellose.
Okay, yeah, hypromellose.
If it ends in OSE, folks, it's a kind of sugar.
Well, hold on. Let me see if I got any caloric value here. Organic rice hulls. What's a rice hull?
It was a hull or a hole?
It was a hockey player.
H-U-L-L.
That was the hull that sucked.
Organic rice hulls.
Part of a boat.
Okay, organic rice hulls. And then magnesium stearate. I can't spell. Read.
More sugar.
I can't. No, I don't think that's sugar, but... Give me a caloric value here, Tommy. Are there any calories in this thing? Is there any sugar in this thing? Come on.
No added processed sugars.
All right. So anyway, there's that. Tommy, who once told you he could cure concussions or prevent concussions, is now telling you you can protect yourselves from COVID-19. So there you go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Felga, hold on. I gotta go to Mahoney's to buy an elderberry tree.
We're gonna pick this up on the other side with your thoughts.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Over the years, I've learned how important it is to be proactive in taking care of my own body. So eating healthy, staying hydrated, and being active, along with the right supplements, have helped me stay at my very best. And certainly, a strong immune system is important for all of us. So I'm really proud to announce this amazing new product from TB12 that will provide you guys exactly what you need to stay healthy, strong, and resilient for whatever comes your way. Check this out. You are going to love it.
All right, there you go. That's the Protect stuff, which has kind of bugged us. But maybe not as much as all the work he's putting in with his teammates down in Tampa Bay. That's really annoying. Your thoughts on that and everything else from the day. John in Connecticut, lead us off this segment. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. So first of all, I just want to say, Mike, if anyone needs any help with names or anything like that, it's you. So just stick with short names for your own sake. The next thing, the hate narrative for Brady, I'm not really sure why everyone's upset that he wasn't fully vested. I mean, who in their right mind would be fully vested if your employer keeps telling you, hey, man, we'll just talk about your contract later while you're getting stuffed in the ass with the lowest contract ever.
John, as much as I like that line, I don't think you're allowed to.
Yeah, that's no way around the context of that one.
No,
I think that one crosses a line.
I did look to Jimmy like, can we keep it? But nah, he was already shaking his head. You can't. No, stuff it up
great
there.
Great line.
Can't stuff it up there on terrestrial radio. In case you missed it because we had to drop it, he understands why Brady checked out because the team was screwing him over for the last couple of years. I can certainly see why he felt that way, but I don't expect that, and I'm sorry. I hold those guys to a higher standard. In other words, you're Tom Brady. This is a hard place to play. You're winning at an incredibly high level, so I expect you, I'm sorry, to just kind of take it. If you're taking it from some tyrant who doesn't win, well, that's different, okay? But if the formula there, that demanding nature here, never mind the contract thing, but just the demanding nature of being here results in you playing at your best and winning at this level, I expect that to be the most important thing to you and for you to subjugate yourself to that. I do.
Well, and look, the bottom line is that Belichick preaches that too, right? I mean, this is the whole mental toughness thing. And I would tell you that that is mental toughness, that being able to continue to do your job when you're not happy. You know, as he would say, you do what's not necessarily best for you is what's best for the team. So that's what you do.
On the contract thing, I'm sorry, Mass. I cut you off. Go ahead.
No. So I think that Brady no longer could fight through that. And I also hold him accountable for that. As long as he's under contract with the Patriots, he's got to fight through that. That's what the job is. Now, there are people who will blame Bill. And, you know, again, I disagree with them, but if they want to blame Bill and say, well, Bill should have been, you know, more understanding, fine. Like, I'll allow for that. I disagree, but I'll allow for that. Regardless, I think we all should be able to acknowledge Brady was not as invested in the final 2 years.
And let me tell you what, they did screw him over on the contract. But to this, I would say, you know what I would have much more respect for Brady if he had just done? Hold out. Don't report. This sort of, you know, to skip the involuntary stuff and then say it's because my family and I need to save my marriage and my wife wants me home to help out around the house, that is so fraudulent.
It is disingenuous, and that's where while I'm still pro Tom in this little bitch fest that's gone on between him and Belichick, like, he won't own his anger and he never wants to be the bad guy. Like, you can't have it both ways. And when he does, he ends up looking like passive aggressive, which isn't a good look.
It's just own it. You don't like your contract. They've screwed you over on the contract. Don't sign it. You didn't have to sign that thing with those insulting incentives. Don't sign it.
Never should have.
And don't show up. Really don't show up to the required mandatory regular training camp. Do what all your forefathers have done in the league, and that is hold your ass out and put it on them to pay you a proper wage. That's all.
I mean, in fact, when he did that ultimately in the preseason, right, when he was unwilling to go to the Detroit game is ultimately when he got what he wanted.
Mary in Manchester. Go ahead, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. Hi, guys. So I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon, too. I mean, it struck me earlier when you said that, you know, Brady was able to take it all these years. That's one of the things that I admired the most about him, is that he had the strength of character to just suck it up and continue to play. So I think that, you know, no one likes Brady more than I do, but I am disappointed that he wasn't able the last couple of years to just continue doing what he'd been doing all these years. So, you know, someone who's a big fan, that is something that, you know, I feel like he failed me there at the end a little.
I don't blame you. It takes sacrifice to play here. It takes sacrifice. It takes sacrifice to do it for 20 years. It takes sacrifice to win at the level that they've won at. And at the end, Brady was unwilling to make the sacrifice. And again, I'm not telling you that the way Bill treated him was that he treated him well or anything. I'm just saying you're expected to sort of take it. And that's the price to win at that level. And I think Brady towards the end wasn't really willing to pay that price. Now, let's see if he goes somewhere else with a totally different approach and still wins. You know, if he wins at a high level with a, you know, win, lose, we booze, and that approach, well, then he comes out smelling like a rose. He says, well, it turns out I didn't need to be treated like dirt for 20 years to win. There's more than one way to win. That's what he has. You know, he can prove that. And I think he wants to prove that. I think he wants to prove that more than anything.
So, Mike, at the end, when he was clearly unwilling to make that sacrifice, can you at least understand the cause and effect there?
Meaning
that he just got tired of it. And
of course.
You know, so the one thing that, because I sort of sense the one thing I acknowledge is that, to me, the fact that it didn't happen sooner surprised me. I feel sometimes like you think you were surprised that he did get a little selfish at the end.
Yeah, I am. Yes. I'm surprised this has happened here. I thought they have they have defied conventional wisdom and defied so many norms. You know, as Greg Bedard wrote, and you said, it usually ends badly, right? But the Patriots have done so many things so much better than everybody else. I thought they'd get away with this one, too. In other words, it ends badly for everybody else other than the Patriots, because everything else happens to everybody else other than the Patriots. The Patriots just did it a little bit better, a little bit differently than everybody else who's ever done it before, and I thought this would be the same thing.
Yeah, but at their core, you're still dealing with people. And eventually, when you work for someone for someone for 20 years, and you feel like they're sticking it to you at every turn, you're going to get tired of it.
We got an hour to go. The story of Tom Brady in Tampa and how he's been working out comes your way right after Murray's 90-second update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.